it's just been raining like cats and dogs all over where I am. But nobody rains on the parade of my next guest, who has been out there as an adventure traveler, writer, author, speaker, storyteller, all-around good guy who picks pine cones out of his beard for sport. It's Ron Rademacher, everybody. Welcome back, Ronnie.
Good to be here, Steve. How are you?
You know, I'm responding well to the beatings yourself.
Pretty good. I tell you, it is autumn, and we had some rain. It's beautiful today, although yesterday I went out to go fishing early in the morning. I had to turn around and run back in and get my muskox flannel out of the drawer because I use it for a shirt jacket. It is cool out there in the morning.
Nicely done.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man. So, yeah, so if you're going to be out on these color tours and things, you might want to just make sure that you're ready for the cool mornings, especially way up north.
Yeah. Hasn't been cool here yet, although we got pelted with hail yesterday the size of big marbles. I thought my car was – luckily, it only lasted a few moments, but I thought my cars were going to get beat up like a ball-peen hammer, but they survived.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that much, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyhow, where
are we going this week, Ronnie? What's big?
It's just so good out there. I got some great color tours coming up next week. But, let's talk about Holland. I don't want us to miss this. They got their Rock, Gem, and Jewelry show coming up. And they call it Canada's Mineral Treasures. And, you know, they're going to have the collections of rocks and minerals. They're going to have fossils there, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to go. Mm-mm.
And the reason I wanted to make sure everybody knows this is coming up is because the A.E. Seaman Mineral Museum is going to have a special display there. And this is the museum I've talked about before, which is up in Houghton, way up in the Keweenaw. It has the most fantastic exhibits of minerals and fossils and just incredible, beyond description. And they're going to be at this thing in Holland. So that alone is reason to run over there.
I would say, yeah, I would love to go, but you know, we've been cleaning the garage lately, and I'm quite sure that Ivy would give me you know the look. You're bringing what, rocks back to my house?
No. Rocks, yeah. So what you do is take Ivy up to Grant, which is up near Newaygo. They're having their Harvest Moon Festival chili cook-off.
Well, she'll like that.
A lot of these are local people, local entrants, so you're going to get some really great chilies, and there's going to be plenty because I understand this year if you're going to enter this thing as a contestant, you have to make a minimum of 8 quarts of chili. So you can't just do some little rice cooker thing. You got to do a big bucket of it.
You got to get out the big old steel Dutch oven and get after it.
Yeah, get that baby. That's the way I
iron, not steel.
Yeah.
I cook an iron all the time. It's my favorite thing. If I'm going to be north, I saw this last year, so I'll mention this because you're not too far away. But Petoskey, I witnessed this last year. What a stunning event it is.
It is, yeah. The balloons over Bay Harbor, yeah. Our buddy Michigan Balloon Company was there last year, and it is a stunning event. And what a lot of people don't realize is when they do these night glows, you know, they have all these balloons are out on a huge lawn, and when they start to fire up the furnaces that produce the hot air, and it is gorgeous. So, you know, both Friday and Saturday night, they're going to have night glows. Really beautiful scene.
Yeah. It is remarkable. I saw it during the daytime. I didn't see the night but I bet that's just as cool, right?
It's just so cool. And if you've never taken a hot air balloon ride, you got to get out there and do it because it's hard to describe this as well. It's just a fantastic views from up there, silent, wonderful. You see things you would never see from the ground. Great stuff. Yeah, that's a good one. I love that thing too. Another good one that's that is one of my favorites. You know, finally we're having our arts and crafts fairs again because they discovered that if you don't invite COVID to your event, it doesn't come. So
how convenient. You
know, yeah, I heard about that at the Met Gallery, the Met, you know, in New York. If you don't invite COVID, you don't have to wear a mask. So, but Fallsburg over by Lowell is having their arts festival this year. It's the 53rd annual. And this is such a beautiful spot. It's just breathtaking out there. And if you get any color going on by the time that they have it, it's a great park, a great walk through. And they have a very good jury. So they'll have like 100+ arts and crafts booths there. Really special stuff you don't see every day. So that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's a good
arts and crafts. Well, yeah, you know, all these things have been canceled for so long. A lot of these deals are really getting packed because people just want to get out.
Yeah, these are the things we love. It's what makes life worth living in Michigan, and so we're having them. And I don't want to pass over this one either. One of the things that's close to my heart is the Michigan Firemen's Memorial, and that's up in Roscommon. They're having their festival, and they will have a service at the statue site on Saturday morning. And then the firefighters and other first responders are going to have some training sessions. They'll have firefighter competitions, and they're going to have a big bright light competition and a parade of fire vehicles all at downtown Roscommon. So another one, a really good event, and everything goes to support the firefighters.
All right. I like that idea. You got room. You can sneak one more in here because I haven't heard anything about burgers or beer, which is shocking to me. No burgers, no beer. Well, are you feeling all right, Ron? I mean, are we okay? Or?
Well, actually, I will just mention that near Roscommon is the town of St. Helens. And the Fireman's Bar and Grill is there with their craft beers. And one of the top burgers you're going to find anywhere. So you can run over there from Roscommon to get a great burger.
Fireman's Bar and Grill.
Fireman's Bar and Grill.
It's a 4-alarm blaze at the Fireman's Bar and Grill. Go get them, boys and girls.
They got some good food at that place. And if I got time for one more, downtown Hancock to Houghton, they're going to have their annual Parade of Nations. I'm not much of a parade, but it's a great parade. Cultures gather together. And, so if you want diversity and you want to have fun at a multicultural festival, I can recommend the Parade of Nations at Houghton. It's great, great stuff that they put on up there.
MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com to promote your event, too. Ron, have a great rest of the week.
I'm going to do that, Steve. Thank